You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Carbon Carb with 2009. Morena James, kei te pihi a koe.
Kia ora, kia ora, e paena.
Kia ora, that's good to hear. You guys have got an exciting week lined up. You've got a bloody album coming out on Friday. It's been a long time coming. How are you feeling about it?
Very excited. I'm so relieved the week is finally here. But also, heaps to do this week.
Oh yeah. For people who don't know, you're also kind of the label brains behind Papaiti Records, so you're kind of doing all of the things for this as well. Really wrapping around it, James.
Quite a lot of the things, yeah.
Tell us a wee bit about how you're feeling about this record, because we've talked about some of the singles and the writing process for this album being, you know, a kind of classic combo of the way you two work together as a crew. But now that you've got the full thing ready to release, how does it feel for you as a project? What does it kind of mean for you?
What does it mean? I think that it's it's kind of like, to me, it's kind of a return to being a bit more relaxed about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last album we were trying to be, or I was trying to be, sort of more ambitious and do specific things, whereas we kind of dropped a lot of that for this album and just made the music that came out. And yeah, it's more like unadulterated songs from us, I think.
That must be quite a nice feeling. I mean, the last record was amazing, but that must be a nice feeling when you take that internal pressure off yourself a wee bit, whether you realised it was there or not, and just kind of let the music be what it's going to be and the process be what it is. But you are still being you know, ambitious. It wouldn't be Carb on Carb without a pretty hefty tour attached to it. We're lucky to be getting you up these ways on Friday to play with Repairs and Family Band and Household Spirits. But where are you jetting off to? You're off to Aussie for a wee while, is that right?
Yep, the day after the Auckland show, we fly to Australia and we got 5 shows over a week or two over there.
You guys have a really good reputation for DIY touring. It's been something that you've done on and off over the years. What is it that you enjoy about that particular process for releasing music and kind of then getting it out to people?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a bit recently. I think it's all about the community aspect. It's kind of magic to me that you can just like email a random person you've never met before and they'll like trust you to turn up, and then you just turn up in some random town and there's like they've like got 50 people to come and listen to your funny little band and buy the music, and it's like possible to do that and not be like totally broke. I don't know, it's just quite amazing to, it's sort of helped shrink the world for me, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I can go to places and there'll be people who think the same as me or yeah. something.
Yeah, totally. And I think because a lot of what you guys do, I mean, we've talked a lot over the years about what Papaiti Records and particularly Carbon Carb has meant for Lower North Island emo as a culture and a genre and a sound from Aotearoa. But it's nice to kind of connect up with people doing the same earnest sound in other parts of the world. Do you ever find yourself kind of surprised by how certain songs translate across, you know, particularly when you're in another country, for example? Do you ever find yourself surprised by what songs kind of resonate with people over there?
Maybe not so much what songs, but the like amount of resonance, maybe. Like, mm-hmm. I think, to be honest, on our first few Australian tours, we were a bit taken aback by how into it people were and like willing to like, I don't know, believe in us as a band or something. And I just because, I don't know, maybe it's a genre thing and there was those people who were just like totally primed for the music that we were making, which not really other people in New Zealand were at the time. But yeah, so we were like quite surprised, and that's one of the reasons we have gone back so much, is that they just like really believed in us straight away, and that was like quite affirming and exciting.
Yeah, that's really special. And to find those communities where you didn't expect them is always like such a gift or something almost, or a bit magic, as you said. I think that's a nice way of describing it. This is getting pressed to vinyl, which is very nice. Limited edition 12-inch vinyl. Where can people get that? Is Bandcamp the best place? Is it going to be in record stores? What's the plan for that one, James?
Yep, Bandcamp. You can pre-order it now, or from Flying Out, if you're a Flying Out person. And after that, it'll just be in the indie record stores.
Nice. It's the way to do it.
Yep.
And this weekend, Friday, is it's a pretty special gig, actually. Family Band also recently put out a great EP. Household Spirits, if people aren't familiar, is Rowan of the Wine Cellar's own project, which is pretty special. And awesome. Repairs have also just put out their fantastic album, and it's their last show in New Zealand before they head overseas for an indefinite period of time. So it's there's lots of reasons to come, not only the fantastic reason of it being your album release day. You're looking forward to playing with these bands? I feel like you've played with all of them before, almost. James, is that right?
I'm not sure if we've played with Household Spirits or even maybe Family Band, but previous iterations of those people's projects. But yeah, we're really stoked about how this one came together and that we can sort of like celebrate the Wine Cellar as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Totally. 20 years of that space. James, thank you for chatting with us. We're really looking forward to the EP, which is coming out. The album, which is coming out on Friday. Take Time by Carbon Carb. We're going to listen to I Know the End too, and we'll see you at the Wine Cellar on Friday, under the radar for tickets. Cheers, James.
Cheers. Tēnā koe, o tērā, tēnā tātou.
Kia ora.
The seeds of our younger years taking root and they're growing past us without us. And though the dreams never crystallize, they were flashes of perfect throughout.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.